Mark 10:45. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. The disciples were amazed. They were in imminent danger, and they knew it. The Sanhedrin was opposed to Jesus, and they trembled when they thought of it. Was Jesus unaware of the danger that awaited them? Hardly. And they were on their way to Jerusalem, and Jesus went before them. And they were amazed, and, as they followed, they were afraid. And he took again the 12, and began to tell them what things would happen unto them, saying, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be delivered into the chief priests, and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles. And they shall mock him, and shall scourge him, and shall spit upon him, and shall kill him. And the third day he shall rise again. As the captain of their salvation, he marched at the head of the column, and was soon to be made perfect through suffering. The courage of Christ in facing the suffering to accomplish our salvation is still the wonder of his disciples centuries later. It is interesting that he did not try to soothe their fears or calm their troubled spirits by giving them false hopes. He told it like it was. Two of his men then made a request that aggravated the others. They asked, when the kingdom was established, that they be granted the privilege of sitting by his side in his glory. It is true that the request emerged from selfishness and worldly ambition. But let us look at another side of it. Is not their request an expression of faith? They knew he was to die. But their request also declares loud and clear that they believed his resurrection and ultimate triumph. The answer of Christ is gentle and beautiful. Places of honor and leadership in the kingdom of God are not given by political appointment, but are for those who suffer and serve, for those who give rather than grasp, who endure hardness as good soldiers of Jesus Christ. Typically, Jesus uses the occasion to teach them a lesson. Among the leaders of the world, greatness is measured by how many servants a person has, or by how much power and prestige is his, but not in the kingdom of God. Service is the hallmark of greatness, and from this law, even the king is not exempt. Worldly honor is a glittering thing by which even the eye of Christ's own disciples had been dazzled from time to time. When that happens to us, we only have to turn our eyes upon Jesus, who took upon himself the form of a servant, who became obedient unto death. Should we not be eager to live and serve those for whom Christ died? Naturally, this is not easy. But then very few things that really count are. Our only hope of achieving this lifestyle is to closely follow him who showed the way. May God bless you as you fill your life with his word.